This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of angiosarcoma from the pathology section on orthobullets.com. Let's start this episode with a quick summary. Angiosarcomas are malignant, aggressive tumors that derive from the endothelium of blood vessels. The condition is typically seen in elderly patients who present with regional pain and overlying skin changes. Diagnosis is made with a biopsy showing malignant cells associated with vascular structures. Treatment is usually wide surgical resection with radiation. Now, let's get into the episode. Starting with epidemiology, in terms of demographics, angiosarcoma is seen more commonly in males than in females and is more commonly seen in the elderly. As far as anatomic location, there is osseous involvement in less than 10% of angiosarcoma cases. However, of those with osseous involvement, 60% are seen in the long bones. Risk factors for angiosarcoma include chronic vascular stasis and trauma. Symptoms of angiosarcoma include pain, and keep in mind that symptoms are often insidious. Physical exam is hallmarked with overlying skin changes. Moving on to imaging, radiographs may see the invasion of bone. However, MRI is the study of choice to evaluate for a soft tissue mass. As far as studies, histology of angiosarcoma will reveal vascular channels, variable degree of anaplasia, and malignant cells that are associated with vascular structures. Treatment of angiosarcoma is always operative with wide surgical resection or amputation. Wide surgical resection is typically the treatment of choice. Keep in mind that angiosarcoma is relatively insensitive to chemotherapy and radiation. Amputation is indicated to achieve local control of disease, as this is a very aggressive tumor. As far as prognosis, angiosarcoma has a poor prognosis. There's a high local failure rate, and amputation is often required. There's also propensity for lymphatic spread, and metastasis to the lung is common. Okay, so now that we've gone over the major points about this topic, let's go over one quick question to apply the information and get a sense of how this topic might be tested. A 34-year-old male with an 11-year history of hand exposure to polyvinyl chloride presents with hand pain but no constitutional symptoms. Physical exam shows lesions involving the nail folds of the thumb, long, and ring finger, as well as several soft tissue masses in the palm. Radiograph of the right hand shows invasion of the bone in the metadiaphyseal region of the fifth metacarpal. An MRI study reveals an associated soft tissue mass. Angiography shows diffuse involvement of multiple lesions in the hand. A CT scan of the chest shows metastasis to the lungs. He undergoes an open biopsy, and a representative histology image reveals vascular channels, variable degrees of anaplasia, and malignant cells associated with vascular structures. The biopsy specimen stains positive for CD31 endothelial marker. What is the most likely diagnosis? And the choices are 1. Epithelioid sarcoma, 2. Chondrosarcoma, 3. Angiosarcoma, 4. Osteosarcoma, and 5. Synovial sarcoma. The correct answer to this question is, of course, 3. Angiosarcoma, as we're going over questions about angiosarcoma. But to quickly review, the clinical presentation, imaging, and histology are consistent with angiosarcoma, which is a rare, aggressive malignancy that grows insidiously. The clinical appearance of the tumor in the hand often has central necrosis that is manifested with overlying skin changes. Radiographs often reveal eccentric, purely lytic metaphyseal and diaphyseal lesions with no visible matrix mineralization. The histology often shows vascular channels with neoplastic cells that have abundant eosinophilic cytoplasm and large nuclei with mitotic figures. CD31 is a sensitive marker for angiosarcoma. A wide range of treatments have been proposed, including resection, four-quarter amputation, adjunctive radiation, and chemotherapy depending on the extent, metastasis, and aggressiveness of the lesion. Van de Vender et al. Offer a level 5 evidence review on vascular hand tumors. They state that angiography helps determine the extent of the lesion and may show metastasis. And MR imaging is valuable for evaluating the size and extent of the lesion. Walsh et al. Provided an overview of vascular tumors, classifying them into benign, congenital, and malignant. Angiosarcomas can arise following irradiation and polyvinyl chloride exposure. That's all for this review about angiosarcoma. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. Keep in mind that these podcasts are designed to go along with the topics on orthobullets.com, and in fact, you can listen to these episodes right on the OrthoBullets website or mobile app while going through the topic. If you've gotten any value from the OrthoBullets podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Also, if you aren't already, be sure to follow OrthoBullets on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube for daily high-yield content. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow right here on the OrthoBullets podcast.